relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Little trepidatious Colonel K is coming on. You better get your finger ready on that dumb button because you never know what's going to happen, right, Shad? But he has a new book and we got to talk about it. Why? Because there may be somebody you know, dear friend, who makes a guest appearance in his new novel. I don't know who it could be, but he may be a host of a national radio show. Know what I'm saying? The number here is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. We have to continue the discussion of what was said last night, or rather, what was missaid last night. Here we have a lovely montage from the empty town hall, the CNN town hall, with somebody who allegedly was Don Lemon and somebody who bears the title President of the United States. Just a little smattering, a little selection of the evidence you need that this man's brain is fried. Cut one.
That's underway, just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means, you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah.
Really, Jeff, is that Don Lemon? I mean, does that look weird about him?
Yeah, that's Don Lemon.
But it looks like he said on the COVID diet, like an extra 60 pounds or something. What happened to him?
I didn't notice that part.
But he it looks weird, didn't it?
Well, maybe because he's next to someone very frail.
Oh, a husk. A husk, a hollow shell of a man. We have so much more, but I want to share with you something from one of his fellow compatriots, his compadres, his comrade in the Democrat Party. That is the best word for it. This is a cut I couldn't get to yesterday, and it has to do with the events of our eastern seaboard happening in Cuba from somebody who allegedly went to college, who has geopolitical views that are rather disturbing, that I would like to dismantle. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she has issues with what America might do in the near future. Cut five from yesterday. Play cuts.
On Cuba, you probably heard a lot of Republicans point to what's going on there with the protests and say it's evidence in Cuba that socialism and communism does not work in terms of economic systems. What would be your response to that?
I mean, again, as I said earlier, I think it's disappointing that Republicans are trying to make this about them and not centering the human rights violations of Cubans and what's happening to the Cuban people. You know, this isn't right now, like, what we need to do is urgently support human rights, the right for free speech, the right for protest, and not try to vaguely allude to the possibility of U.S. intervention and regime change.
Who's doing that? Who in the mainstream? Who in the Republican Party? Is it Kevin McCarthy? Is it Jim Jordan? Is it President Trump? Who's calling for a regime change in Cuba? And which one of the members of the GOP is making the Cuban story about the GOP, because that's what AOC said. They're making it about the Republican Party. Republicans, and I don't like calling myself a Republican. I'm not sure I like any kind of label. I'm a conservative. I grew up under Margaret Thatcher, have huge undying respect for her and for Ronald Reagan. But all of us who are in the mainstream, who aren't some QAnon kooks online or crazy thoughtless libertarians, are very clear on what Cuba is about. And it's not about concentrating on human rights. No. That's just liberal jargon. There's an issue systemically with human rights in Cuba for one reason and one reason alone. It's a communist state, AOC. Who, by the way, was elected to Congress as a democratic socialist, right? I mean, people need to be aware of this. She's part of the DSA. She's not a member of the Democrat Party. At least when she was elected by the Democrat Socialists of America in terms of her affiliation. Let's be very clear about what the events in Cuba are about. They're about the fact that one party exists in that nation. It took control from Batista 62 years ago with thugs like Che Guevara, who, by the way, wasn't just a murderer, who personally is responsible for the deaths of dozens of people he politically disagreed with. He's also a filthy, filthy racist. You can read in his journals and his personal statements his views of black Cubans and black Africans. He was a disgusting racist. But people like him helped create the Castro regime. A regime that doesn't have freedom of choice, that doesn't permit freedom of speech, that doesn't allow access until recently, and that's changed again because of the events of the last few days, doesn't believe in the internet. Why? Why would you not believe in the internet for all the filth that's on it? The only reason a government doesn't believe in it is because of the information access it can provide to people who are prisoners. Somebody else said it. I think multiple people said it, and I can't give credit to who the first person was. But nobody in the history of the 20th century has ever risked their lives, the lives of their loved ones, their children, by lashing themselves to a makeshift raft made out of plastic bottles and scraps of wood to escape to a socialist country. Nobody's escaped into Cuba, into North Korea. Nobody has done that. Nobody's escaped to China, to the Soviet Union. Unless they were traitors, like Kim Philby, who cost the lives of dozens of intelligence assets. They didn't escape to communism. They fled democracy as fugitives from the law. But guess what? Hundreds of people have risked their lives and the lives of their loved ones to cross the ocean from Cuba to Miami. Funny how AOC is too busy selling her $69 sweatshirts to talk about them and the real reasons for what is happening. He's been waiting very patiently. He's a good friend of the show. Victor, Springfield, Maryland, line 4. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, and I got two very fast questions.
Yes.
So I can practice with Mark Levin's second 20 clock.
I've listened to Chris Plant's show, and you talk about the chat you had with Sebastian yesterday. You are a talk radio maven. Can I just tell you that?
Yes, and I hope to see you at the WMAL Freedom Forum.
You know, I was thinking I might just have to turn up there and surprise those guys. What's your question, Victor?
Two quick questions. Number one, will Trump go down to Miami for the Cubans? And number two, How's Larry Elder doing on his campaign?
Great questions. I don't know. If he wants to go, he's going to go. I've suggested it. I think it's a fabulous idea from one of our listeners. When it comes to Larry Elder, the big news is what happened yesterday. Amazing victory. They tried to shut him out from the run for the governorship by some technicality. He, as a lawyer, took it to the courts, beat the state of California, will be on the ballot. So, you know, the biggest take-home is that all of that press that attempt to stop my colleague and my friend Larry Elder will redound to his benefit, because even more name recognition will accrue to him. So Larry's on a roll. He could win it. We need to support him. Thank you, Victor, for your call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, Colonel K, townhall.com. Kurt Schlichter will be with us. If you're enjoying the show, if you like conservative radio, if you like our show, America First, please support those who make it possible. People like that great patriot Mike Lindell, that truth teller, the inventor of MyPillow. Not only will you make this radio show possible, you'll get a better night's sleep. Rest your head on one of his MyPillow pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. Use my name for up to 66% off his amazing line of more than 100 products. Do it today. You won't regret it. From the Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets, the amazing soft towels, the sheepskin slippers, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Relief Factor. If you have daily pain, if you've tried everything else only to fail to find relief, you've got to try this drug-free product from the amazing father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Tens of thousands of Americans getting their lives back every single day, including not just me, but also Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free, should make you want to find out whether you could be the next success story. Whether you should, and I think you should. The only way to find out is to order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com, or you can call them on 800-583-84. It'll arrive at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-583-84, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
America First.
See why they call you the doctor? Because you can operate.
Magnificent.
Was that Vernon Jones? Of course it was Vernon Jones. I love that. He says he's a former car wash operator, but it's a very funky car wash where everybody's carrying a fully automatic rifle and military vehicles are going through it. Former colonel in the army, the reserves, the National Guard, you name it. But now he's here because I think it came out maybe today or yesterday. His latest, I can't believe it, does the guy sleep? It is the 6 Kelly Turnbull novel written by my buddy, townhall.com colleague, Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka.
Is it today, yesterday? When did the split come out?
It came out a couple days ago. I sent it out a little early. I was going to make today the drop day. I dropped it a few days early. Because the people demanded it, Dr. Gorka, and I am a slave to my fan base.
Can I just get a little bit tactical for a second? I want to get down in the weeds. This symbol that you have blasted out everywhere that is now your picture on Twitter of the two gators each eating each other, the red and the blue, and the guy in the middle with a very cool rifle. I like it. It's kind of zen. It's kind of aggressive. It's very cool. So kudos to whoever designed that, Kurt.
Same guy designs all my book covers. He's a fellow conservative. It's proof that, you know, we can do art, too.
We can do art, too. Kurt, give a little. Everybody needs to read your nonfiction books, but this, the latest Kelly Turnbull book, The Split, especially. Give a little tease, a little flavor of what the scenario is that you're discussing in this latest installment.
Well, Dr. Gorka, in the original book, People's Republic, I told the story of how America is split in two. We have Red America, based in Texas, that kind of follows our values. And we have Blue America, which is kind of a faculty lounge times California times 1,000. They're crazy. They're always showing people their pronouns. It's insane. And then my hero, Kelly Turnbull, a former military guy, goes and has adventures inside. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I've been dipping into the book. You sent me The Galleys, and I have to say, I just geek out on the weapons. He's sitting there in a Wilson Combat shirt, for those who aren't viewing us on Rumble, a purveyor of some of the finest combat firearms out there. But every page is chock full. It reminds me of, you know, Tom Clancy geeking out on the hardware, the SCAR 17, the pistols, the 50 cals. Let me ask you a serious question, if I may, for a moment.
Sure.
If it ever, and they're out of control, the left, I mean, we just had the 6-month anniversary of the sleepy, creepy husk who's allegedly the commander in chief. They're out of control, whether it's federalizing elections, whether it's transgender, you name it. If it ever, God forbid, actually turned into a new civil war, these guys wouldn't know a scar heavy from a hole in the ground. So any new civil war would last about 60 nanoseconds, wouldn't it?
I think it is a gravest step, strategic and tactical mistake for people who are protected by other people to turn on the people protecting them, thinking someone's going to protect them. Who knows who? But it ain't going to come to that. We still have the power as American citizens to change things in the ballot box. That's how we're going to do it. I can't wait till 2022. I can't wait till 2024. We're going to take our country back. We're going to get us on the right track. And we're going to start by firing every general at the Pentagon right after we fire Christopher Wray. Oh, I'm just tingling in excitement.
Sadly, since you left the services, I think it probably goes lower than Brigadier General. There's some 05s, 06s who are as much a part of the problem as well. He is Kurt Schlichter. You've got to get this book. You've got to read his articles at townhall.com. It's called The Split. Kurt, let's talk about why you did this. We don't rehearse these things. We don't send out bullet points or questions. And I'm just going to run something past you. Are you doing this in the vein of Ralph Peters? Ralph Peters, former military intelligence officer, I think it was a FAO, MI, a FAO guy,
yeah,
who was serving during the Cold War, saw some really bad stuff happening in the military, not paying attention, saw some bad stuff happening in the Soviet Union. And he said, I can't write about this because I got clearances and I got to go through the PAO's office of the Defense Department. So I'm going to write fiction, and I'm going to smuggle in some observations into my fiction that are really about real life. Is that similar to the logic you're using in your Kelly Turnbull series?
It absolutely is. I read Colonel Peter's stuff before he went crazy as a never-Trumper. Red Army, War in 2020, very thought-provoking, very good stuff. It's important to use fiction as a tool. Nonfiction, conservatives have that down, Dr. Gorka, but fiction, as Andrew Breitbart said, culture is downstream, politics is downstream of culture. You know, we can get out there and talk about things that, you know, are dry and boring and dull. I mean, you're a war college professor. You understand dry, boring, and dull. but my stuff isn't. Yeah, I talk about weapons. I also talk about politics. I talk about people. I try and talk about human nature, and I try and make it fun. I love airplane books. You get on a plane, you read the book, and then you've landed in Dallas or wherever you're going. And I wanted that experience, and I thought, well, no conservatives are doing it expressly conservative. Maybe some of the guys, the Jack Carrs, the Matt Bentleys, are conservative, but I'm expressly conservative, and that's what these books are.
Well, this was my next question to you, Kurt. Why is there such a paucity? Why is, you know, we have truth on our side. We're the good guys. Yeah. We love our country. Why are we so garbage, at least today, not 60 years ago? Why are we so bad at telling stories, Kurt?
You know, I think we kind of gave up on Hollywood at some point, and a lot of people were driven out of it. A lot of people were abandoned the entertainment industry. Look, conservatives are funny and they're interesting people. It's right now, it's the leftists who are boring because all they're doing is their socialist realist garbage. We need to keep doing this and we need to do more of it because people are dying for it, Dr. Gorka. I have people sending me emails, Kurt, when's the book drop? I need something. The problem is we thought that capitalism was the complete answer, that if there's money there, the Hollywood guys, even if they're liberal, even if they're taking on their second wives politics, they're going to come around. They're going to make what we want to see. But that wasn't true. They put stuff ahead of money. They put their power and prestige and their sinecures over money and turned down the money that's sitting there on the table. I'm proof of it. I sold 3,000 books in about 60 hours. Brian Stelter sold 2,000 books in a week. And I don't have access to a show on an airport lounge network.
I was enjoying my, is it Thursday? I was enjoying my Thursday, and he just had to mention the anti-Christ of potato heads. Please don't do that again. Brian Stelter, a man who, well, he can make milk sour with just one look. He's Kurt Schlichter.
He is a potato.
He is a potato. It's already a bestseller, guys. Go and buy it now, because we'll talk about some people who may or may not be making guest appearances in the latest Kelly Turnbull book. It's called The Split. It's by Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
And talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America First.
We are here to boggle your mind, Stealthy Boy. And the music is appropriate, too, from that British sitcom from the 90s, Two Men Behaving Badly. That's us. We're going to get to Kurt Schlichter's latest book momentarily. But first, please, can I ask you a favor? Will you endeavor to be the healthiest you can be? I've got a way for you to do it. You got to exercise, you got to eat right, but most of us don't. So you can cheat a little. I call it Health in Your Hand. It's from Dr. Douglas Howard. 6 little capsules I take every day before the show. 3 red ones for fruit, 3 green ones for vegetables that provide me every single time I take them. I know they're providing me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. All the stuff your mom wanted you to eat, but you said, ooh, that's yucky. Well, you can get those nutrients. Now, it's a little bit like cheating, but it will make you the healthiest you can be. Don't hesitate. Dr. Howard's going to give you 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. Do it for your wife. Do it for your mother. Do it for your kids or grandkids. It's the right thing to do. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. We are back with Colonel K, townhall.com senior columnist, author of multiple books. The latest is The Split, just out. You've got to get it. I have decided I'm going to write a fiction book for the first time in my life. I've done 3 nonfiction books, and I can't wait to smuggle in, under different guises, my buddies into those books. Have you done any of that in The Split, Kurt?
Oh, man, I've got more Easter eggs than the White House Easter egg hunt in this thing. I'm trying to make the real world, so I have a bunch of my friends make appearances and a bunch of people who may be adversaries. Eric Swalwell may call in at some point.
President Swalwell. President Swalwell.
We might see Pete Buttigieg. These things happen, but I think And of course, you know, noted national radio hosts may actually pick up a rifle and engage communists. Who knows?
There's only one way to find out. Order the book
gotta
right now.
Gotta read the split.
You gotta read the split. Do it right now and follow him on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter, Kurt with a K. Okay, you ruined my mood by mentioning little Stealthy Boy. I'm going to ruin yours. What goes around comes around. I've got a little 12-second cut that I need you to comment on. It's from somebody who is searching for white supremacists in the U.S. military. He's the Secretary of Defense. Cut seven.
I've known the chairman for a long time. We've fought together. We've served a couple of times in the same unit, so I'm not guessing at his character. He doesn't have a political bone in his body.
So Lloyd Austin is standing up for Mark Milley. Your comments, Colonel K. Oh, no.
Doesn't have a in his body. Let's just let that bounce around. This guy's done more damage to civil-military relations in the last 6 months than anyone's done in 250 years, including Douglas MacArthur. It is a... These guys are a disaster. The military is a disaster right now. And here's my question, Dr. Gorka. I have a number of them, but here's a big one. If the military is a seething cauldron of white supremacy, I would blame the guys.
Oh, hang on. We lost you there for a second. Hang on a second. I need to hear the end of that sentence. If the U.S. military is a seething cauldron of white supremacy, then...
Then who's responsible? I would say probably the guys at the top, the four stars, like Milley and Austin. They built it. It's their fault if it's broken. But, you know, I don't believe it's broken. I don't believe it for a second. I believe that they are responding and catering to the political patrons of the left who they think are going to make them secure in their sinecures. I can't wait for our next president to come in and fire the whole lot of them. And all I would like to do is be the guy who goes to the Pentagon, sits down with the generals, and says, "So, General, what would you say you do here?"
Hey, Kurt, can I do that with you?
Sure.
All right. I think that would be a fun job, asking the four stars, the three stars. So when you're not recommending Ibrahim Kendi's racist books to read, well, what is it you actually do? Give us a little PowerPoint, would you? What a great question. He's the author of The Split. It's out. Get it now. Get the rest of them. Kurt Schlichter, Colonel K. Can't wait. Can't wait for the next installment. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Did you want a balance of nature? Do you want to be healthy? Come on, guys, do it for your loved ones, if not for yourself or for me. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, health in your hand. Latest update, this is from the Daily Wire, Chrissy Clark on critical race theory. The headline, Fairfax School District sends educators PowerPoint on how to implement critical race theory. A Virginia public school district sent a PowerPoint to teachers explaining how to explicitly implement critical race theory in the classroom. Fairfax County Public Schools District sent out the resource, which is called a teacher-facing item. I mean, even that's Orwellian, which defined critical race theory among other progressive ideologies and includes examples of how it helps address institutional and systemic racism. Under the application section, the PowerPoint insinuates the following, that educators should teach students that racism is a public health emergency and that systemic racism today is akin to the Jim Crow laws and the apartheid system in South Africa. I know somebody who's got an opinion. I asked her in the break, what's it like to be famous as a fighter against critical race theory? And she said, I'm not famous. I'm just a pissed off American. We love it. We love her style. She's Lilith Venetian. She's a teacher and she's fighting the crazies in Fairfax. Lilith, welcome back to America First.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So, I I'm a pretty cynical, worldly wise individual, been around for half a century. But I got, now and again, I got to ask the naive question. Mm-hmm. After what you've done, after what Tatiana Ibrahim has done, after the last 3 months of people saying, no, this is racist, this is bigoted, mm-hmm. how do we get to a place where Fairfax County even has the balls to do this, to say, yeah. we're going to send out a CRT package for our teachers to right. use? Can you help me understand, Lilith?
Yeah, I mean, it's so disappointing and discouraging when not only do they make the claim that critical race theory is not embedded in our school curriculum, but the more you speak back, the harder they push back. And so I'm like, okay, so first you say that we're not teaching critical race theory. Here you are. You're indoctrinating us. You are indoctrinating us teachers to go out and tell students that racism is a public health crisis. Just last year, Fairfax County Public Schools spent $22,000 on a one-hour or two-hour virtual Zoom session with Ibrahim Kendi. And then we purchased his books for another $2,000. And now we're dealing with this.
Okay, so let's take it a little bit further. In this story, we have the package, which includes an article that educators were forced to read back in July from an organization called Teaching Tolerance. The title is, quote, Ending Curriculum Violence, which firstly is just insanity that a written document like a curriculum can actually be violent. And then the real missing part of the puzzle is, what is teaching tolerance? Teaching tolerance is the educational arm of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yep.
The radical, hardcore left-wing organization favored by people like the individual who tried to murder the workers, the employees of the Family Research Center. My question to you, Lilith, what should teachers do in response when they're getting left-wing indoctrination material rammed down their throats? Do they have any options?
I've got to tell you, just like law enforcement officers, we are gagged. We have our hands tied and our mouths taped off. The teachers' unions don't support you. Your administration, you know, God willing, they may or may not support you, but you're limited to what you can do and what you can say. One of our colleagues here, Tanner Cross, you're familiar with him by now, who was suspended for speaking at a school board meeting. I wish I knew the answer. The only thing that I can say for teachers to hold on to is, you don't work for the school board. We don't work for the adults. We work for the kids. If you don't agree with this curriculum, simply do not teach it. If you do not agree that there are 56 plus genders, simply do not teach it. If you do not agree that this country was founded on racism and that our institutions are racist, simply do not teach it. Don't do it just because they're telling you to.
I have to ask you, because it's a recommendation that some have made as a potential, you know, silver bullet. What do you think of this idea that there should be cameras in the classroom so parents can see what their children are being taught? Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Honestly, I'm okay with that because I have nothing to hide. If we're going to hold law enforcement officers accountable, I think we should hold our teachers accountable. This thought never crossed my mind until the last few months. I'm not a parent myself. And if I were, and hearing all this stuff every day, I would want to know what is going on in my child's classroom. Because let me tell you what, Mr. Gorka, it wasn't until your kids were locked up at home, learning through a screen, that parents saw through a camera what their kids were learning. So I think, with the exception of maybe special ed courses, you know, that might be a little bit difficult to have to actually, you know what, those are your kids. You should be able to see what your kids are being taught in school. I'm for it.
I love it. Follow this lady on Instagram, teachers_for_Trump. That's teachers_for_Trump. Lilith Vanetzian, she's a true warrior. It's very, very simple. This is radicalism. It's bigotry. It's racist. It's got to be stopped. You don't have to teach it as a teacher. So don't stand up for the truth. And then lastly, she's right. They're your children. So why shouldn't you know what they're being taught? What if teachers, what if unions, what if administrators got to hide if they don't want to show you what they're saying to your children? Fabulous point. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. I don't need talking points. I don't need a script. Why? Because I've lived it now for more than 2.5 years. My low back pain issue, nothing I did fixed it. I suffered 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. Yes, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer, 100%. That's Leah. It should be you. Find out if it could be you. Order your 3-week quick starter pack right now at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days. Take it morning and evening, just like I do for those 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of that time, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. Call them today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's that time. It's been too long. Got to get back to your calls. Great guest. We're going to talk to Congressman Daryl Issa in the next hour. But let's go to Glenn in California, line one.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. So I do, I listen to you a lot, and I'm a big fan. But one thing that the last caller hit on, and I've been saying this as a conservative for a while now, I live in California. I live in the People's Republic of California. And last year, I saw the governor use the highway patrol, and he sent them all down like stormtroopers to shut down the beaches. Now, people have asked me, well, Glenn, aren't you a conservative? Aren't you pro-police? Well, to a certain extent. What I mean by that is when officers are taking orders that are draconian and not standing with the citizenry, they're standing with their mayor, they're standing with their governor. That's when I have a problem. I would say there's been a lack of pushback on police. Police, they're a necessary evil like politicians. That's how I see it.
Well, what does necessary pushback look like, Glenn?
Well, I'll give you an example. Remember the 50 officers in, I think it was in Oregon that resigned because of what happened with.
Oh, you mean pushback by the police?
Exactly. Well, my point is that Dennis Prager had a guy who defected from the Venezuelan police. And more police do what you did. And his response was, I've been saying for years, when America turns into a police state, you know who we can thank? The police.
Yeah.
Because they won't side with the citizen. And
look,
what I'm starting to see is the police all over are siding with their politicians, and they're taking orders.
They're thinking about their kids. They're thinking about feeding their families. But you're right. At the end of the day, there's some good stuff happening, especially in Virginia, where sheriffs are saying, we are not going to comply if you try to disarm the population. But yes, it's time for some resistance inside the police departments. Thank you, Glenn. Let's go to Dale, Louisville, Kentucky, line two. Welcome back, Dale.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Listening to much of the theme of your show today with respect to the military, and it just blew me away because my son's in the National Guard, and I bought him a book by Matthew Lohmeyer, Irresistible Revolution. I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Yeah, yeah. I've discussed him on the show, and I've had him on my Newsmax TV show as a guest.
it utterly blew me away, especially with my son in the military, to see how in the elite ranks of military quote-unquote leadership, they're doing things that hurt recruitment from the outside and destroy morale from within with all of this neo-Marxist garbage.
It's an incredible we're out of time, Dale. It's an incredible book. God bless your son for serving. Irresistible Revolution, incredibly well written, carefully written, well resourced. Commander Lohmeyer is a whistleblower par excellence. If you haven't seen it, go to my Rumble account, watch the interview we did with him on my Newsmax show. He's a brave man. He's being attacked by his own military, but he's telling the truth about Marxism in the U.S. military. Get the book today, Irresistible Revolution. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.